Most of the people in Roswell married people from within the community?
I would say 99% did.
And do you think that that's changed
now? Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. They go, more children are going to college. And I would say they are more educated, I should say, to the fact that there is life after Roswell. Not much one, but.
Let's see, when you got married, say the first time,
mm-hmm.
What were the wedding ceremonies like here in Roswell?
Oh, it was your traditional, the hoop skirts and the dress. And my first time I got married to my children's last name were Bob, and I went to school with Bob, and I had known him for a while. He was an only child, and so I went to Georgia State, and then, but the weddings were all, you had your reception in the reception hall there at the church, and there was no alcohol allowed. It was very, it was cake and punch and nuts and maybe little tea sandwiches. But I had one bridesmaid, and that was Joy. So we really stuck to the tradition, even all through my life. I was always the bridesmaid, never the bride, for many years.
Were there any special customs here in Roswell around the wedding ceremony?
No, none that I know of.
And let's see.
Well, now we had showers. They called them showers or teas.
Uh-huh. What did that involve?
Your friends, people coming, and you would have a friend give. They had to make this a gift to you, and they would set you up and tell. Invite other friends to come in, and they would bring shower gifts, and it would either be linen showers or it could be just a tea. They would bring everything. Maybe sometimes we've had kitchen showers, we've had just about any kind of shower you could think of. And I know showers, I don't know where they got the word, but it was always a good time, and then the bride would receive gifts, and they would start up their home.
Okay. You mentioned that when you were little, you used to play on the grounds of the
mm-hmm.
Did people live in the houses at that time, the sort of the historical, what are considered the historical buildings now?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. lived there, and I never saw them. I know they had the maid quarters in the back, and you could not go up to their house. Of course, that didn't bother me, them saying they didn't want, but I couldn't understand why the children couldn't play with us. And but we knew not to, you know, go and bother them, but we had a path through there from there was a path through the woods that you could cut off a lot of your walking experience through the path and go to the theater or walk into school.